Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Dad.
This is Gerald Austin of the Manhattans, and I love listening to Gospel Jazz Connection with D Nice and Miss M.
Well, hello out there. This is Miss M on the Gospel Jazz Connection, and I'm glad you joined us today for another awesome jazz show. We're going to do something a little different today. No interview today. Not a whole lot of talking. We're just going to send you on a musical journey. D Nice is working out there in the field at Jazz on Central. For those of you that didn't know that was going on, this is the show being your 25th year of doing this. Get on out there and get some good jazz music from the locals. And I'd like to give a shout out to Baby, she's home from the hospital. Everything went well. So let's begin this journey with the Gospel According to Jazz.
Good evening, I'm Kirk Whalum. Welcome to the Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 2.
In the beginning was the Word,
Bob James, Andre Delano, and Avery Sue. And this is David Gilmore with Prince Logic. And I'm throwing up for you. Crawford. And I'm going to get you to open the word. And I'm going to get you to go. It's not a big deal. So stay tuned. Study California. Over the
midst of this faithlessness. They find themselves crying out, Lord, I believe, but help by mine unbelief. They want the bread of faith. Then that is a quest for the bread of hope.
Yeah.
Everybody needs this bread. Everybody wants it.
Amen.
When you stop hoping, you die.
Yeah.
And yet so many people have lost hope today. They feel that they have nothing to look forward to.
Yeah.
So many young people have lost hope. They have become cynical. They see all of the problems of the world. So many young men feel that there's nothing to look forward to in life but going to the battlefield, giving one's life maybe in something very futile. They look around the world and they lose hope. So many people find themselves crying out with Shakespeare's Macbeth that life is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. So many find themselves crying out with the philosopher Schopenhauer that life is an endless pain with a painful end. So many find themselves crying out with Paul Lawrence Dunbar, a crust of bread and a corner to sleep in, a minute to smile and an hour to weep in, a pint of joy to a peck of trouble, and never to laugh that the moans come double, and that is life. In the midst of this hopelessness, men and women reach out for the bread of hope. Then that is a quest for the bread of love. Everybody needs this bread. We need it in two ways. First, we need to learn how to love. The great problem of mankind today is still that there's too much hatred around. More than anything.
Well, this is Miss M on the Gospel Jazz Connection, and I hope you enjoyed our show today.
Enjoy your weekend. This is Miss M.